Tanazal Parakeh, Mishnah Gimel, Arbachot, Haryu, Bemigdash. The four different seals in the Beit Hamikdash, four different slips of paper were used to mark the four different amounts of wine, oil, and flour that are needed for Nesachim, or Menchas Nesachim that is brought together with a korban. Somebody bring the korban has to bring the Nesachim wine that is poured on the Mizbeach, along with the Menchas Nesachim. And depending on the type of animal that he brings for a korban, that depends on how much wine, oil, and flour he needs for the Menchas Nesachim and the Nesachim. And people will bring a korban generally buy the wine, oil, and flour that he needs from Hegdish. The wine and oil has to be made out of Taras HaKodesh. And Hegdish would buy wine and oil that is made out of Taras HaKodesh that is appropriate to be used on the Mizbeach. And they would sell it to the people who are bringing a korban. The Kasa Balaam Ego Zachar Gdi Chotim. The four different slips of paper were written on them either Ego, a calf, Zachar, a ram, Gdi, a goat, or Chote, a sinner. If somebody brings cattle for a korban, then he would receive a piece of paper that says on it, Ego. And according to that, they would know how much wine, oil, and flour to give him. For in the Nesachah and Mechas Nesachah, if somebody brings Bakar for a korban, has to bring half a hin of wine for the Nesachah, and three has thrown him a flour and mixed him with a half a hin of oil for the Minchas Nesachah. And somebody who brings a ram for a korban would receive a piece of paper that said on it, Zachar. Zachar means a ram. And that would tell Hegdish exactly how much wine, oil, and flour he needs. As somebody who brings a ram for a korban needs a third of a hin of wine for the Nesachim, two is running a flour mixed in with a third of a hin of oil for his Mincha Nesachim. As somebody who's bringing a keves, a lamb for a korban, he receives a piece of paper that says on it Gdi, and the amount of Nesachim, a Mincha Nesachim he needs, is a quarter of a hin of wine for the Nesachim, and one Isar of flour mixed in with a quarter of a hin of oil for the Mincha Nesachim. So when he gives in his piece of paper that says on a Gdi, they will give him the appropriate amount of wine, oil, and flour that he needs. And a Metzorah who is bringing his korbanos after he is cured from his Sarah will be given a piece of paper that says on a Chote, a sinner. As a Metzorah is a sinner, as Chazal teaches, for one of seven sins, the person would get Sarah. So therefore, the piece of paper he receives says on a sinner, and he needs 10 logan of oil, 3 logan for each one of the 3 korbanos that he brings, as a Metzorah had to bring 3 kavasim for karbanos, and he needs an additional log, a tenth log, for the matan tnuch ubahonos, for the oil that is put on his fingers, toes, and earlobes. Benazi Omer Hamisha Hayu. Benazi said there were actually 5 different types of paper. Baramit Kazbalim. And they were written in Aramaic. The words written on these slips of paper were in Aramaic, not in Lashon HaKodesh. The prevailing language at that time was Aramaic. Ego Zachar Gdi Choti Da Vachoti Asher. On these pieces of paper was either marked the word Ego for those that were bringing cattle to korban, or Zachar for those that were bringing a ram for a korban, or Gdi for those that were bringing lamb for a korban, or Choti Da, a sinner that is poor, or Choti Asher, a sinner that is wealthy. And there's a difference in the korbanos between a Metzorah that is wealthy and a Metzorah that is poor. A Metzorah that is wealthy would bring 3 kvasim for his korbanos, so he needs 10 logan of oil. So on the piece of paper that he receives, it would say Chote Asher, a wealthy sinner. Masorah that is poor cannot afford to buy 3 animals. He would bring only 1 animal for a korban. The other 2 korbans would be from birds, and no Nesachim or Mechas Nesachim is needed for a korban of a bird. And he receives a slip of paper that says Chote Da, a poor sinner, since he only needs a Nesachim for 1 korban. While the Tanakhama holds, there's no need for a slip of paper that says on a Chote Da. And the Masorah that brings only 1 korban would simply be given a piece of paper that says Gedi on it, and since he brings only 1 keves for a korban, he brings the same Nesachim as anybody else who brings the keves for a korban. Ego Meshamesh and Iskei Balkum Gedolim Ukitanim Tcharim Unakeva. The slip of paper that said on it Ego would be used for the Nesachim of somebody who's bringing a korban from cattle, whether it's a large animal or a small animal, whether it's a male animal that's brought as an Ola, or a female animal that's brought as a Shlamim. In all these cases, since he's bringing cattle for a korban, he would receive a piece of paper that said on it, Ego, and that mark would tell Hegdish that he needs the Nesachim of cattle. Gedi Meshamesh and Nisketzom Gedolim Uktanim Scharim Unakevos Chot Mishel Elim. The slip of paper that said Gedi would be used for the Nesachim of anybody who's bringing a korban from stone, from sheep, whether he's bringing a large animal, small animal, male or female, makes no difference. He would receive a slip of paper that said on a Gedi, with the exception of somebody who's bringing a ram for a korban, as a Nesachim, and Mechon Nesachim for a ram is different than for other sheep. Zachar mishamish niski elim bovat. The slip of paper that said on it Zachar would be used for the nesachim of those that are bringing an isle, a ram for a korban. As a nesachim for a ram is different than a nesachim for other tzach. Chote mishamish em niski shalosh behemos shal mitzorayim. The slip of paper that said on chote would be used for the nesachim of the three animals, the three korbanos that are brought by Mitzurah, by a Mitzurah who is an usher. He has to bring three cloths and three lamps for a korban after he is cured from his Zerah. He needs 10 loken of oil, and he would receive the slip of paper that said on Echote. Zahar Skam Parakeh Mishnah Da Mishu Mabakit Nesachim Ha'ochoi to Yochanan Shumamuna Al-Chos. Somebody who wanted to buy the wine, oil, and flour that he needs for the Nesachim and Mechad Nesachim for the korban that he is bringing, he would go to Yochanan, who was in charge of the chosmos in the Beis HaMikdash, who was in charge of the seal of the different pieces of paper that are given to the people who are buying the sachar from Hegdish. And depending on the type of animal he was bringing for a korban, that's the slip of paper that we would give him. As we said in the previous mission, there were four different slips of paper that were given for the various animals that are brought as korban. He would give the appropriate amount of money to Yochanan, and Yochanan would give him the appropriate chosen depending on the korban that he is bringing. He would then take the chosen and bring it to Achia, who is in charge of the wine, oil, and flour that is used for the nesachim and minchas nesachim. He would give the chosen to Achia, and Achia would give him the nesachim that is needed for the korban that he is bringing. And each evening, Achia and Yochanan would meet. They would come to each other and meet to compare the chosmos that is in the hands of Achia to the money that is in the hands of Yochanan. V'Achia moti et ha-chosmos. Makabo connect the most. Achia would take out the chosmos that he had received throughout the day. And Yochanan would give him the money that he received from the people that bought dinner sachem. V'mosiru hosiru lehag. If it turned out there's more money in the hands of Yochanan then there are chosmos in the hands of Achia, that extra money goes to Hegdish. We don't assume that that extra money actually belongs to Yochanan that got mixed in with the money of Hegdish. Instead, all the money goes to Hegdish. V'im pachasu hayim mishalim Yochanan mi beso shiad Hegdish al ha'ayon. However, if there's too little money in the hands of Yochanan compared to the chosmos that are in the hands of Achia, then Yochanan has to pay the difference out of his own pocket because Hegdish always has the upper hand. When there's extra money, it goes to Hegdish, and when there's too little money, Yochanan has to make up the difference from his own pocket.